I'm with Steve and Jenny from Omnia in Festival Cidre et Dragon. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
You are in France. What do you feel to play tonight in this country?
Oh, it's great. I love this. I've just been walking on the beach here and the coast of Normandy is fantastic. It reminds me a little of Cornwall, where I'm from. And it's really good. We have good energy. The crowd here, the people here look very, very friendly and very nice. I think it's going to be a good show tonight.
Yeah, same. It's really lovely atmosphere here. It's last weekend we were in Germany on a big festival, and it's really different feeling. I think this is really more relaxed, you know, and laid back, and there are so many beautiful girls here. Really, it's amazing. I don't know how with all the costumes and everything. It's great. It's great entertainment also walking around, and it looks like a great festival.
Did you create a special playlist for this event?
We have one song in which we say 1, 2, 3, 4 in French. We put this one in. And also it's a French dance, and we don't play this one anymore, Tinabjaltina. But for this festival we thought, okay, let's put this one in. Also we put in as many new songs as we could, because we have a new CD and this is our new CD release.
A word about this new CD. As a musician, you grow every CD you do, but is there a special evolution that you wanted to put in this new creation?
No, we live in chaos. So chaos and creativity, and whatever happens just happens because it happens. And all our music is just basically a biography of our life, because we're always ourselves on stage, and we just speak about what happens to us, and we write about what happens to us. And last year was a really crazy, crazy year. So that's why the whole CD has a very chaotic feel and so many different types of music, because it's just all these phases that we went through. We never really plan a CD, they just happen. It's also, I think a lot of bands go into a studio and then they'll start making up the CD as they're in the studio. But we usually just play music and make music, and at a certain point we have enough and we just make a CD, and that's what happened with this one as well.
A special remembrance about the recording time?
Chimaniac. We put one song on it called Chimaniac, and that was really cool to do in the studio. I don't think we've ever taken that many drugs in the studio before, to really get into a very spaced atmosphere, to go full shamanic mode and no structure, no arrangement, no nothing, and just make music just blah as it comes out of your head. And that was very weird. That was special. I think it's the first time I've ever recorded a song naked as well. When we did Love in the Forest, I was naked in the studio for the atmosphere. Yeah, so that was kind of weird. We did a lot of new experiments in the way we recorded things this year. We also went for a very, very good studio in Holland, so we had a lot more capabilities.
No producer for the album?
Two producers, Steve and me.
Yeah. We always produce our own work. We always do everything ourselves, because I think that's the only way you really get the most from straight from the artist straight to the audience, with no bullshit in between. So we always like producing our own stuff, and we always will.
Is there on the new album a track that you really like to perform because it touches you more, or it's more fun to do, or
Dance Until We Die, the rap? Oh, fuck, yeah. This is always a happy moment on stage, because Steve can say fuck a lot, but it has a use, you know, and it's such a different song, but it's really nice to play, because it's such a good groove, you know, it's really the rhythm, so that I really like. And I also really like Toys in the Attic. It's a really quiet song, with only, not even drums in there. And I've noticed that we have only performed this a few times now, but even at big festivals, the audience really listens. They are quiet. And that is one of the biggest compliments you can get. And then it's really nice to play a soft song and everybody listening.
Yeah, I like doing Cornwall as well, actually. Cornwall is always a nice one to perform, because I just get all nostalgic. Every time when I play it, I get all nostalgic as I'm singing it. I just see Cornwall on the stage, on any audience, you know, even if we're in Germany or France or Belgium or Holland or anywhere. I just see the cliffs and everything, and that's really cool. And I like sharing it with people.
What about playing with Stille Volk? Do you know them, their music? What is it to play with them today?
I think it's really nice to play with a French band also, because I've never performed on you know, with a support act that was from France. And I heard their music 10 years ago, I think. The lead singer of Faun introduced me to them. And I really like their sound. But I don't know what they sound like now, because I only know from like 10 years ago their music and not now. So maybe they are totally different. I don't know, but I like nickel harpa a lot, so they have this. So
the guy's got an amazing nickel harpa, by the way.
Yeah.
He has an extra fourth set of keys on his nickel harpa. It's made by a French guy, this nickel harpa. Looks amazing. I'm really curious to see what that's going to sound, or to hear what that's going to sound like. But they seem like a really nice bunch of guys. So I've never played with them before, but it's always great to meet new bands, new people, especially if they're in the same sort of atmosphere as we are. And I know from other bands that know them that they're the same kind of heart and mind as us. And they've been going since 1984, I think I heard today. Like, fucking hell. I was still just a punker in those days. It's like amazing.
To end our interview, we've got a special question, which is, if you got to choose between eternal life and to be ubiquitous, what would you choose?
Whoa, dude, that's tricky. I think eternal life is really going to piss you off at a certain point. I mean, you know, there's only so many humans you can take in a lifetime. I think the ubiquitousness would be very, very much more acceptable. So I would go for that.
I'll go wherever Steve goes.
Who made the decoration of your van?
Well, we do. we do.
It's mostly Steve.
Yeah.
A last word in French?
Something in French. Bonjour, listeners. This is Steve Sigdornia. Je veux... oh, fucking hell. It's really hard. Respecte la nature. Be vivre. All the time. And enjoy your V.
Oh, that sucked.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
You're welcome.